I'm making this little testimonial for the Franciscan Friars of the Immaculate and for their website, livingfatima.com. When I reflect upon my life and the impact that Fatima has had on it, I kind of see that happening in three stages. I first encountered Fatima when I was in college. I basically lived my entire life as a pagan. Although I was baptized, I made my first communion, I didn't really know anything about the Catholic faith, and I definitely was not living up to the ideals of the state of grace. I had a conversion in college. I was confirmed, and shortly after, I received this little booklet, Our Lady of Fatima's Peace Plan from Heaven. And my first reaction was I was shocked. I was impressed. I was inspired. I didn't know that apparitions happened. I couldn't believe that there's church-approved visions and messages and extraordinary events that were happening in modern times. I was blown away. And besides that, what stood out to me more than anything else was the call to pray the rosary every single day. I didn't experience, like I mentioned before, very much spiritual formation. Even in college, people would say things like, well, you got to make sure you go to Mass every Sunday. Yeah, pray every day. They didn't give me a good spiritual regimen, and so I was open, I was searching, I was hungry. People weren't giving me the same information about what was good for my soul. And here at Fatima, through this little booklet, I discovered that there was at least a minimum of a spiritual regimen. The Queen of Heaven was asking me to pray the rosary every single day through Fatima. She wasn't talking just to priests and to nuns. She was talking to Catholics all around the world, to every single person in the world. She is asking them, please, pray the rosary every day for many good reasons, for our own conversions, for the conversions of others, for the good of our souls, for the good of the church. There's so many reasons. But the most important thing to me was that here I have a concrete call to action that I can implement in my daily spiritual regimen. That, for me, was what stood out in my first encounter with Fatima. I encountered Fatima again later through movies and just coming across things online. But learning about the children, their lives of heroic virtue, really stood out to me. And it worked as kind of an examination of conscience. I wasn't doing any fasting. I wasn't offering any sacrifices. And here you have these children doing great penances by my standards. And here you have Our Lady giving the children extraordinary vision of hell, saying that souls go to hell because there's nobody to pray and to do penance for them. And to see the response of these children, not only to kind of have a straight guiding path in their own lives, but to offer sacrifices for other people. And I was doing none of that. And it really opened my eyes that I need to grow up. I need to get my life in order. Hell is real. Our Lady went out of her way to show this to children. I think she was making a point by doing this for little children, because even adults, we don't talk about hell. We don't even think, oh, I can do it, everybody goes to heaven, right? And so that stood out to me. But I have to admit, the first two encounters that I had with Fatima were not on purpose. They were Our Lady's design, but it wasn't until I did my Marian consecration and until I took it very seriously that Fatima really opened my eyes. What do I mean I took it seriously? Where I really, with all my heart, said, Mary, I'm imperfect, but I will be a tool in your hands. I give you everything. I give you all that I am and all that I have for the greater glory of your Son, Jesus Christ, to console his heart, to console your heart. I give it to you all. I want you to be completely mine and I'm completely yours. And of course, if this is my desire, if I really want to live this out, where can I find the most information about Mary besides the scriptures, besides the saints and the teaching documents of the church? Well, in the most extraordinary event, really, in modern history. So I should go to Mary. What did Mary say? What did Mary desire? What was her attitude? What was her personality? What did she want? What was her number one concern? And so I went to the primary documents at Fatima because we see movies and they just focus on the miracle of the sun. We read little booklets and they're all through somebody else's filter. And I wanted to know firsthand. I read the memoirs of Sister Lucia and I would soak it in. I would read it slowly. I would ponder it in my heart. And what stood out to me, obviously, devotion to the Immaculate Heart, but I was already sold on that. I was giving my life to Our Lady already. That wasn't something that I had to be sold on. But what I felt like Mary, above all else, besides the Marian devotion and the Immaculate Heart element, was that she was calling people to be co-redeemers with Jesus Christ. She was inviting everybody to offer sacrifices, to make reparation for the conversion of sinners, to console the heart of Jesus. And she was asking through these children, she was showing us that we can do more than just one rosary. We can do more than just offering up our daily activities, which she asked us to do, but we can do more than that. We can fast, we can do penance. So I saw that before, but now I'm seeing this as a sharing in Jesus Christ. What she's really calling us through these children and through her messages is to be Marian co-redeemers. That above all else stood out, that Mary desires above all else the salvation of souls. That was the primary concern of her son, Jesus Christ. That's her primary concern, that souls go to heaven. And so if that's Mary's primary concern, and I'm giving myself to Mary, I should make my concern her concern. And so through Fatima, I learned that I can do more. Not only did I learn her temperament and her style of doing things, but I learned what it means to be really a Christian, to sacrifice, to unite myself with her son, Jesus Christ. And I was also very impressed with the Five First Saturday devotion, because if she's calling us to do sacrifices, and then she's saying, if you do these Five First Saturdays, what's going to happen? I will assure you of the graces necessary for your salvation. And to me, that's saying the elements of the Five First Saturdays must be rather extraordinary. And if she's willing to give me the graces necessary for salvation, if I do these Five First Saturdays, what if I applied this formula to my entire life? What good could happen? How many souls could I help to save? Because I love Our Lady, because times are far worse than 1917. 2017 is a much darker place. Yes, I offer my daily sacrifices, but what else can I do? I can offer the sacrifice of the Mass, offer my Holy Communion. I can live the communion of reparation lifestyle. If I can get my soul for five First Saturdays, what can Our Lady do with every single day of my life? So what I encourage you to do is I encourage you, if you haven't, go to the primary sources, look up what did Our Lady say? What did the children say? How did the children respond? What was Our Lady's response? And read it for yourself, pray over it, ask the Holy Spirit to be with you, ask Our Lady to guide you, and you'll see that what's happening is Our Lady is asking you through your sacrifices, through your sufferings, she's saying, will you please join me and enter into the passion and death of my son, Jesus Christ. That's what she's asking you, to enter more deeply into the sacrifice of Christ for the good of souls, to be a Marian co-redeemer, to do this with her. I encourage you to research this. I also encourage you, of course, to pray the rosary every single day if you are not. If you are already praying the rosary every day, ask yourself, ask God, ask Mary through prayer, are you calling me to pray more than just one rosary every day? Because in a spiritual battle, when things are going badly in a war, if you're going to win, you must work harder. Can you work harder? God bless you all. God love you. Let us close in a prayer in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Blessed Mother, at Fatima, you asked us to pray the rosary every day. We ask you to intercede for us to receive the grace to have a greater love for the rosary. Help us to offer more sacrifices, to think of little sacrifices that we can do. We also, most importantly, ask for you to intercede that we may receive the grace of final perseverance, that your son's death on the cross may not be in vain, that we may see him and worship God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit for all of eternity with you and all the saints. Amen. Francisco, Jacinta, Lucia, pray for us. Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you all.